we're going to head straight there now for the Fremantle Dockers. Justin Longy, the coach of the Freo Dockers, joins us. Longy, welcome to you. We're excited about this game. What are your thoughts straight up? You've obviously get Fife back, but injuries once again have riddled you in the lead up to this game.
I'm excited, to be honest, Lockie. Yeah, we get another opportunity to, you know, put our brand of footy out there and see if we've improved on last week. You know, clearly the conditions aren't going to be the same as last week, but we need to improve on what we dished up, especially in the contest. So really excited about what the boys can do today.
Tell us too, I mean, I know your wife listens in to Triple M Footy. What are we most looking forward to from your Dockers this afternoon that we can make sure that she hears about while she's listening into the game?
Well, I'm excited to see what our forwards do. I thought we you know, let ourselves down ahead of the ball last week. We didn't play in role and shape and structure that we want to. So looking forward to seeing what Mitch Croden does down there. We've given him an opportunity down forward over the last couple of weeks. Reserves level has really added something to our forward group. So he'll get his opportunity. I'm really excited to see what Mickey Fredericks can do as well. On a dry day, I mean, he's probably not built for wet weather footy against a powerful team like Geelong. So I thought he showed some really good signs against West Coast a few weeks ago, and hope he can build on that to his exciting prospect.
Before I hand you over to the hard-hitting Andrew Embley, just a quick word on, you won't be trading Nat Fyfe for a couple of first-round draft picks. He made worldwide headlines with wanting to trade off Nat Fyfe.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. clearly, he's our captain and a great leader. So, that hasn't really crossed my mind, to be honest.
No harm intended there, JL. I was just trying to get a couple of extra Twitter followers during the week. But I actually wanted to ask you about, and you almost answered my question before, but just felt like last week, in particular, the first half with your forward line structure getting a little bit high, which made it very difficult for you blokes to be able to maintain any territory. So obviously maybe sort of not setting a half forward to the contest this week and holding structure might be something that would be worthwhile.
I don't know about not sending numbers up. I think we'll probably clog up the stoppage a little bit, but we're going to do it with forwards this week, not midfielders. And in general play, we want to see six forwards ahead of the play. I think especially when Geelong got field position on us last week, our forwards collapsed on those long down the line contests. And it wasn't about how many forwards we had. It was more about the positioning and the structure they held as forwards. So we've done a lot of work on that this week. We've spoken ad nauseum about roles and executing roles and a lot about the contest as well. So that's probably been our main focus.
You know Collingwood obviously very, very well. Is there a particular player in the side that we may not know too much about, which you almost think could be their barometer, someone that you have to really nullify this afternoon?
Not really. I think you know about their gun players and the guys that influence games. We've probably put a fair bit of time into the first quarters this week. I think there's a stat floating around that 35% of their scores happen in the first 20 minutes of the game. So we really focus on our starts and nail down on a few players that actually hit that start. And my surprise, you know, Chris off half-back, it's Moore with his intercepting mark. And it's Taylor Adams and Brody Grundy with their grunt around midfield. So it's their stars that get them going and then their forwards cash in on that. So we've put a lot of work into our first quarters and really just spoken about how we want to start the game rather than worrying about the game as a whole so far.
Justin, you spent 2 years under Nathan Buckley at Collingwood. How much does that help with the planning for today?
I think it helps around some individuals and clearly helps around the defensive structures that I was heavily involved in there. So I think it gives some insights, but I think he said it during the week, there's not a lot of secrets in footy, and I think everyone sort of has a pretty good understanding of how everyone plays. It's just about, you know, coming up with a plan that's going to beat it and then getting the players to execute it. So we've been, you know, focusing on that probably more this week than them.
Did you ever play against Bucks in tennis? I imagine he's pretty competitive.
That's a no-go zone for me.
You're not a good tennis player, Longy. Ask you just about two youngsters and two very important players for your future and your building for the future, Sarong and Brayshaw. Sarong superb last week, and to be honest, Brayshaw probably the last month has been top-notch, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Clearly, you know, his pressure and his contest has been outstanding and been giving him more midfield opportunity, and clearly he's thrived on that. So we'll continue to play him in the midfield, allow him to play to his strengths. He's really growing as a person around the footy club and a player. So really excited to see his development. And Caleb Strong here had a breakout game last week against a very good player in Dangerfield. So thought those two in particular really committed himself in the wet last week and were clean and used the ball really well. So looking for them to build on that.
Connor Blakely gets his chance today, JL. What's been the message to him and what sort of role are we expecting him to play?
He'll play midfield and probably purely midfield, and he will get some really good opportunity in there with Tucker and Walters going out of the team. So he just needs to play his role and play to his strengths, which is clearly his ball hunting and his ability to pressure and his ability to find the footy as well. So I'm excited to give him an opportunity. He's been banging the door down, doing everything right around the club. So given our injuries, he'll get not only a good look today, but he'll get a good look for the next few weeks.
Hey, JL, appreciate you chatting to us before the game. Absolutely. Good luck to Savo. It's going to be a beauty of a contest.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.